our message is, if you really want to be patriotic Americans, shop small and local, fair trade and green. You know, when you shop big exploitative transnationals like The Gap, that money goes into the pockets of a few Wall Street investors. When you shop your local mom and pop stores, it goes back into the community. So be patriotic. Shop mom and pop. Don't feed corporate greed.
What's the connection with the redwood stump that you brought here between the protests against The Gap, sweatshops, and the deforestation?
The Fisher family, who virtually owns The Gap, it's publicly held, but they have the controlling share of it. They dominate the board of directors. They make every decision at that corporation. That family cut down this tree, and they're destroying 235,000 acres of redwood trees in Northern California. Development, real estate, they're scraping the last merchantable timber. You can buy it at Home Depot. Please don't. In fact, don't buy their redwood. Don't buy any redwood. Start reducing your wood consumption altogether. 80% of our forests on the planet are gone or so damaged they can't be logged sustainably, mostly in the last 30 years. Okay? So we've got to change our habits, and it's going to start hitting us hard, too. We have water privatization beginning in our country. Our country is rare. Water is publicly held, mostly in this country, publicly controlled, 80%. That's why the corporations see this as a target market. They've begun trying to claim excess water from our watersheds on the Northern California coast, take it in big, huge water weenies, and sell it for a profit to people in semi-arid places. And they're going to probably get away with this thanks to NAFTA and the WTO and these dirty, nasty trade laws that the IMF and World Bank are a part of, you know?
Is stripping a way to make your cause more visible?
So to speak. Yes, I think it is. It's something that people really like. It's fun. It's high-spirited. You're doing civil disobedience often. If we didn't have a mass protest to go to tomorrow, we have stripped all the way many times, and people love it. It's like paradise regained. They love to see naked people, you know, jubilant in the middle of the concrete jungle. It reminds them of their roots, nature. And we love to do that because the forests are all about nature and getting back to it.